cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There's only two places where you can find true love in this world. One is inside the tiny air vent that peeks down onto your parents' bedroom on their anniversary night.
Oh, whoa. My gosh.
That is disturbing.
I better take some notes.
No, do not take notes.
The other is on the highly respected scholarly website, Craigslist.org.
Yes.
There it is.
We search through it every week to find the best misconnections it has to offer, like this first one titled, I heard you screaming at the divorce lawyer's office.
Aww.
Man for woman, 41.
Well, at least you know she's single.
Mm-hmm. Or soon to be, at
least.
Well,
yeah, right.
Says, As I was waiting to speak with my attorney, I couldn't help but hear you shouting through the conference room plexiglass.
Mm-hmm.
You were yelling something about how your husband was a Neanderthal moron with a tiny Venus?
Yep, that's where we're going to go with.
Probably not
we're
going to
keep it
saying.
There.
It was hard to hear.
Okay.
However, it was clear you were extremely upset with him for attempting to keep the lawn gnomes. Apparently, they've been in your family for years and love them more than your own children.
Wow. Interesting.
This may sound strange, but somehow your primal screaming turned me on.
Strange.
So I lingered near the door just so I could hear more.
He just wants to be berated like her husband.
And that's when my attorney then motioned for me to walk down the hall to my own fate. When I walked away, I could faintly hear you yelling about how you wanted to destroy his DVD box set of King of Queens.
What? Someone owns that?
Yeah, Kevin James is amazing, okay?
It's probably a good idea to destroy that even if you're not getting divorced.
Yeah.
So I don't really know anything about you or your ex, but I hope you do burn those DVDs.
Mm.
He doesn't deserve a passionate woman like yourself.
No.
And I think Kevin James would agree with me.
Absolutely.
Contact KJ. Me if you need to commiserate or consummate.
Oh.
Or just mate.
Okay, just drop all together.
I kind of like the idea of consummating a divorce.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
right
signed
for some reason.
Greg.
Oh.
This next misconnection is titled Horse Lover Dripping with Mystery.
Ew. Why do we got to use that verb?
Woman for Man, 43, East Side Stables.
Okay.
As I walked into the barn this morning, I saw you eyeing the horses with admiration.
Nope.
I casually introduced myself and I mentioned I hadn't seen you around here before. That's when you told me the owners recently employed you as their horse whisperer.
Called them the specialists.
Yeah.
I was intrigued as you walked over to Sebastian ever so gently. Then you revealed an apple from somewhere on your body and gave it to him. I was impressed.
Okay, I mean,
it's like a magician.
As Sebastian was feeding on that crisp, juicy orb, you leaned in and whispered something into his ear. Whatever you said got him all hot and bothered.
Oh.
I haven't seen him get up on two hooves in years.
Oh, wow. He really is a horse whisperer.
I don't know if that's a good reaction or a bad reaction from Sebastian.
Yeah.
I had an incredible ride that day.
Oh.
And when I was trotting back to the barn, I witnessed Sebastian mounting a filly with authority.
Oh, wow.
Nice work, cowboy.
Okay.
Thought we were going to train the horses to do something different, but apparently.
I found out later you were not a horse whisperer like you said,
but
a drifter who had snuck onto the property after midnight in search of a warm meal.
Oh my god.
I was like, I feel like people don't give horses apples because they're sweet. I don't know.
If you see this, know one thing. Whoever you are, you have a gift. And that gift is using your voice to get animals to mate.
Yeah, I was going to say another word, but that's
that's the next superhero, right?
Him and I have the same exact gift, so good for
you. Have one, huh?
This next misconnection is titled, We Met at the Sleep Disorder Clinic. Man for Woman, 33. Me, short, dark hair, silver vest, black pants. And told you I was fighting off night terrors.
Oh, buddy.
Oh,
dude, sucks.
That's ever happened to you guys for like 2-3 nights in a row? You're just constantly having nightmares? It's the worst.
You also had dark hair, ponytail, wearing tan shorts, and dealing with high-grade narcolepsy.
Wow.
So how much of the conversation did she hear?
Over the next 5 minutes, we shared sleep disorder stories and giggled like school children.
Oh, that's kind of cute. What a way to bond.
I don't know.
I mean, they're having fun with it.
Sometimes I wake up screaming.
Yeah. Aww, he's like, sometimes I would.
He goes on, when you told me you fell asleep at the DMV 4 times while they tried to take your license picture.
Oh, no! Wow. I was going to say that's understandable, but during the picture.
Would they revoke your license?
I don't know.
I LOL'd so hard, I almost tooted.
Oh.
And then he writes in parentheses, okay, to be honest, I actually did.
Okay.
Oh,
there's some honesty.
Sneak out.
Why would you share that? At one point, you really did nod off during one of my stories.
Oh.
But that's okay. I wasn't offended. I know with 100% positivity, my story wasn't boring. It was just your condition.
That's good. Yeah. Someone who understands.
Just keep telling yourself that, buddy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You don't know this, but as you were in dreamland, I took a picture of you with my phone as you drooled on a pile of doctor's magazines. As I gently shook you, you screamed, "Where am I?"
Oh.
Don't shake him.
That scared me.
I smiled and thought to myself, huh, I always wanted to be with a screamer.
Okay.
She was terrified, sir.
Found a perfect match.
That's when the nurse called your name, and I never saw you again. I'm hoping someday I can find someone like you who understands me. Aww. And maybe if I learn to trust you, I'll let you chain me to the bed so I don't hurt others.
Chain me with the CPAP machine.
How did we get there? He was talking about farts 2 seconds ago.
The night terrors are apparently really bad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's signed Diggle.
Of course.
It's not a name you're going to be screaming out in a sexy way. I don't think
no.
So.
No. Challenge accepted.
Yep.
Those are your Craigslist misconnections. Your phone tap is coming up next.